Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today on BSS Carolina's is sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. Before I go any further with that,
get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. And it's the course, Attitude Era, baby.
That's right. And of course, that gentleman is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot. Welcome back this week.
Yes, I'm happy to be back. If you want to join in on the fun, 919-943-2044. Call the show, man.
And of course, to the left of him is Mr. Days Off. He's got, or no, it's no days off no more. It's the real Scott Ely.
It's no days off, but I have days off now, which is kind of weird, but I'll take it.
It's kind of awesome, dude. It's
even on my days off, too. I'm working.
It's on Thursdays, you know.
D-O-S-E, dose. Days off, Scott Ely.
I'll take it.
And don't forget, if you're also, get us on Periscope, BSS Carolina's Twitter. You can chat with us during the show.
Yes, be a loyal Periscopian.
Periscopians.
As Rocky likes to call
add it. Add us on Snap, too, man. BSS Carolinas.
Yeah, add us. I don't do a lot of Snapchats. Not yet. I'll try to do some more. I haven't figured it out yet.
Just hold the button, take some photos, and let it play, man. And just share your story on my story. Just
that's,
share.
That's why B-Squared's a technical expert. It's a social media expert.
That's right. He you know, patrolling everything else. Hey, before we get started, I got a question of the week. The game is tied. 30 seconds left. Forrest Gump wants to go home. Bobby Boucher thinks Forrest was talking bad about his mom. Could Bobby stop Forrest?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
You think Bobby could stop Forrest?
Hmm. If Bobby has that picture of somebody he wants to destroy, he usually destroys them. So we're going to go with Mr. Boucher on this one.
When he's got that tackle and fuel, there's no stopping Bobby Boucher.
You can't stop Forrest Gump. How are you going to stop Forrest Gump?
You smack Forrest in the mouth.
Because he didn't hold anything back.
All right. Well, that started off well. Speaking of which, things that there's started off well, but it turned badly last night. The Thunder. The Thunder won game one again in the Western Conference Finals, 108-102. Then they lost last night, 118-91. Thoughts on the game?
Steph Curry was like, game one was a fluke. That three-pointer, that he just didn't even look at going in, just looked at Ibaka like,
like, really?
What you got?
What are you out here doing? You can't check me.
What you got?
I figured Oklahoma City would get a game. They got their game. And it's all well and dandy. And now they're about to lose three more games in a row. And this series is pretty much over.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's counting them in this series, dude.
Why is that?
Well, let me tell you two reasons. Westbrook and Durant.
Westbrook was, 5 for 16 again last night?
He didn't shoot great.
He hasn't shot
great 5 of 14.
Ever.
No, he has this postseason. He's shot pretty well. Durant had 28 points last night.
He had 8 turnovers.
He did. He had they both had a lot of turnovers. Too many turnovers. You got to cut it down.
Their problem is.
Right, and that's a huge problem. But they can still win a couple games in this series.
They play too much hero ball, man. They don't share the ball enough. They take ridiculously bad shots. You see right before the first half ended, 2 possessions in a row, 30 seconds left on the clock. Russell Westbrook comes off the screen, shoots a 30-foot three-pointer like he's a good three-point shooter. Air ball. 5 seconds left in the half. He gets the ball. He holds it, knowing he's going to jack up another wild three that gets blocked. Another air ball. I'm like, y'all, this is why they're not going to win. Those 2 plays right there is indicative of how Oklahoma City plays, and that's why they're not going to beat the Warriors. They have no chance, man. And Steph wants to step on Durant's face because he was disrespected by Nike by them trying to reuse Kevin Durant's board to sell Nike to Stephen Curry.
Just accept the inevitable. You're not going to beat the Warriors in a 7-game series. Just don't get injured, Russell Westbrook, because the Knicks are looking to sign you.
So just stay healthy
so you can get paid. Come on, give us a reason why we should believe in the Thunder.
I'll give you 2 reasons. I'm going to give you Westbrook and Durant, right? I'm not on the bandwagon of the Thunder like a lot of people are saying the Thunder is going to beat the Warriors. I'm not sold on that, but I do think they could win 2 more games. I do think they could push it to 7.
Push it to 7?
I think it will go 6, but I could see them win at least another game or 2 more games to go to 7.
Okay.
I can see that.
Maybe
now, I
could
also see – I can see them winning, too. We'll see. I mean, they beat a San Antonio team that didn't lose but 2 game, 1 game at home all season. They won 2 games in San Antonio.
Well,
in the playoffs, which is not easy to do. We were all saying how great San Antonio was, and, you know, and then they go to Golden State and steal game 1. Don't forget, they got blown out by San Antonio game 1. In San Antonio of the semis, and then they come back and win 2 out of 3 to close the series out. I mean, they could come back and win a couple more games.
But it's just 2 different teams.
It is.
The problem is you got to put Steph Curry on his ass. I don't care. I'm going
to
say this.
Somebody needs to clothesline him?
Do you see his elbow last night? From where he went in the stands?
Yeah.
Dude.
And he's still knocking down shots like it was going out of style.
He's been great the last 2 years. He's going to be like Steve Nash. And let me tell you why. Because I don't think his body's going to hold up. I really don't. I mean, dude, look at him already. I mean, year 2 of how great he's played. It's like, you remember Steve Nash had a great run when he won MVPs? This is what it reminds me of. But he's a lot better shooter than Steve Nash. I'm just saying, you know, Steve Nash had 2 really great years, mm-hmm. 4 great years, and then he got injured in his body. I don't know if Steph's body can hold up.
Now, Steve Nash could shoot. He just wasn't as willing a shooter as Steph Curry is. Steph Curry will shoot it every time if he can. You may have a point. I mean, but NBA players have that run. They have – there's very few Jordans.
That go LeBron's, 8 years. Well, that's called LeBron's
dexterity is just amazing. I mean, but the fortune that LeBron has had, you can't think of a season or any time in his career where he's had a significant injury where he's had to miss 20, 30, 40 games.
Well, he's 6'8", 260.
And those are the guys that usually break down.
Well, no, I mean.
Well, I mean, when you're coming out of high school and you're like 6'6", and like 230, 240, and you're just stout, I mean, it's hard to.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's stout, though, you know.
But he takes a pounding. He's played a ton of minutes.
No, I mean, he came out high school.
Well,
he's played.
That's why this year they started to sit him early in the season.
Well, and don't forget, he's changed his body a lot, too, as far. But the way what worries me about the Warriors, Steve Nash. Or not, I won't say Steve Nash. Steve Kerr will play them. They get injured, go right back in. Because but this team is so talented, you don't have to put him right back in. And I don't think he's fully healthy. Now, he looked great last night, I'll say that.
The knee looks fine to me. He's never been big on the defensive
while
end,
you're
but the
on
offense
this run,
is great.
You need to get everything you can with your players because you don't know when you can, A, keep guys on the team due to money issues or injuries. So, I mean, play them while you got them right. and win the championships while you can.
And I totally get that. I don't know how much more that Curry's going to be able to take as far as a pounding in a playoffs.
I mean, he's only,
or
what,
anything.
28, 29?
Yeah, but he's in his ninth year. He's not a big guy. You know, he's – even Dale Curry is bigger
but
than
even
him.
On the floor, he doesn't take that much of a pounding. I mean, he does hustle for the ball, but nobody plays tight defense on him. No. He doesn't drive the lane and get hammered all the time. I guess that works to his benefit, stand behind the three-point line taking shots.
Exactly.
And almost – Westbrook, there's a three-on-one fast break, and I see you step back to allow Steph Curry take a three. What? I would rather you dunk the ball, have a wide-open lane, and dunk it than have Steph Curry hit a three. Because when he hits three, that energizes the whole team. That's what I don't get with these – the NBA guys playing Steph Curry. Don't let him shoot. And, you know, don't let him get the ball.
How do you not let him get the ball? Well, they run a billion screens to get him open.
Right, which they don't call because, you know, we don't call fouls, which is fine.
And that's the thing. They don't.
You don't let
him
play through it.
I mean, it's easy to say don't let him get the ball, but when he gets the ball and he's covered, he's got, you know, three or four guys he can pass to that can score.
Now, let me say, last night he made a sick move inside. Where he fight one side, went to the other, and just drove the lane, laid it up, no problem.
His handle is off the
charts.
The
handles
man.
Are outstanding. But when it's 3-on-1, don't let the guy shoot a wide-open three.
It's kind of – you're in kind of a no-win situation. You want to try to stop the ball from the paint. But Steph Curry, the three-point line is a layup for him.
Right. But if he makes that three, it energizes the whole team, and the whole team goes on a run because that started the run last night.
It's incredible to me as greatest shooter Steph Curry is, and he seems to always be wide open when he's shooting these ball his shots. I'm like, are y'all not looking at the same shooter that I'm looking at here on TV? Is he? I mean, what are y'all looking at on the court?
Is hand checking really the issue now, where you can't guard the guy? I mean, why is he so wide open?
I mean, he is quick.
He's quick, but.
Is he that quick?
The two high yellow guys on the court for Golden State, I don't care what they're doing. You need to stay close to them because those are the guys that are going to shoot. I don't know how they're wide open all the time. They're wide open.
I've never seen a team wide open. Every shooter's always wide open. Every single time.
It's just the defense in the NBA is that bad.
Is it?
It is. We know Houston don't play no defense.
I mean, Golden State's condition, they run. Maybe they're screening through the defense and just getting wide open. I mean,
they're worried about guarding Andrew Bogut and Harrison Barnes, I guess, and not worried about the Splash Brothers.
Well, I mean, last night, you know, Curry was the only one that really played a great game.
Iguodala was good for them, too, because Iguodala had that stretch right before halftime that pushed that lead to about 8-10 points. And that really sparked and energized the Warriors, and it propelled in the third quarter when Steph hit, 12 points in 100 seconds or something like that?
It seems like it.
Isn't that like a Tracy McGrady little run, 12, 14 points in less than 2 minutes?
You mean Reggie Miller against the Knicks?
Unbelievable.
Oh, sorry. You don't want me to remind you of that, right? All right.
Looking for something hard to throw at you.
Throw MKG. Don't worry. He's fragile.
I'll miss, though, with MKG.
Just don't throw the Dallas Cowboys players. All right, as long as you don't throw them, I might. But anyway, yeah, is anybody – look, I love Steph Curry. And people in Charlotte probably bash me. You can bash me at BSS Carolinas on Twitter. Or join us on the show and bash me, whatever.
Right?
Please do. That's more entertaining.
Steph Curry. I'm tired of it already. I'm tired of it.
We'll get used to it for now. At least 4 more years.
Do we? I don't know if we get 4 more years.
He's got 3 to 5 more solid years.
I mean, if he plays in this system with the same core group of guys, I mean, he's not putting his body at harm running up and down the court taking three-pointers.
I feel like I'm watching guy at Dwight taking jumpers the whole game.
But there's a difference, though. Steph makes them.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. I'm talking like a guy in the Dwight gym shooting threes and nobody's near him the whole game.
Swoosh, swoosh. I mean, they'll keep Clay and keep Draymond, and then all the other pieces are interchangeable. They'll find pieces to bring in to replace the Iguodalas, the Harrison Barnes of the world, the Sean Livingstons when they move on, the greener pastures, or, you know, just their time is up.
It seems like these guys are never getting old, either. I mean, they're Leon Barbosa, who's like 80, is still playing the NBA.
Barbosa can score, though, man.
I know, but he's like 80.
Sean Livingston was supposed to be done like 5 years ago, right?
It's like a fountain of youth. All of a sudden, hey, I can shoot again.
Well, he couldn't play with the Bobcats, but he came out.
It's funny what, everybody. It's funny like what winning does for you. What winning does for your body, really.
I mean, it's like I just don't get it. The team, and they're a congrats on the great stretch. I think the Thunder may have a chance. We'll see. What's three things the Warriors need to do to continue to win this series? What's three things?
Shoot the three. Limit their turnovers, of course. And Draymond Green needs to play like he played last night, not like he did in game one where he shot the ball 20-plus times. That's not the way the Warriors win. If Draymond Green is shooting the ball 20 times, he's taking shots from Curry and Thompson. And that's going to cost the Warriors at the end of the day. So let's just play like you played last night.
Just keep up.
Steph, do your thing, and we'll just sit back and enjoy the show.
Get to big leads fast so you don't have to play Steph every single minute.
Right?
I mean,
they only played 30 minutes last night. I mean, it was beautiful.
I mean, if they can get to double-digit lead, you know, within – a couple minutes of the game starting. I mean, just rest your core guys for, you know, the finals. Just keep hitting those threes. And I think make Draymond a part of that offense, though.
I mean,
when you got a big man like that that can shoot.
I mean, he can shoot it sometimes, man, but not 20 to 25 times.
No.
Between 10 and 14 shots is good for Draymond. His big thing is rebounding, his defense, and passing the ball, setting up guys at the top of the key, which he had been doing all year. That's when they're at their best, when he's got damn near a triple-double going.
Yeah, let him shoot, but not over too many shots, you know. As far as the Warriors, man, just turnovers. Don't turn the ball over, because you can't give Thunder fast breaks, open court, because they're an open court team. Keep Curry healthy. I mean, that's number two. And I don't care how good that team is around him. With Steph Curry on the floor, that makes you a great team with Curry on the floor. Let me see. The third thing, Draymond Green, don't get in more techs. I mean, you know, don't get suspended any games because you're a key part of this game. And the way it's starting to build up, it looks like these two teams are starting to get chippy a little bit. And Stephen Adams may have something to do with that, calling people monkeys. You know, we'll talk about that. Actually, let's talk about it now. What do you think about Stephen Adams after game one say it was like chasing monkeys?
I mean, we just have to give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't mean it in a racial manner or anything. It's just, you know, he could have phrased it a little better, I guess. I don't know. It's an emotional game. You just got beat by 30, and the press comes at you with questions, and he wasn't thinking. And he's going to feel it because they're gonna work on him a little more for the series. Draymond was giving them nasty looks last night, him I and Ibaka. They were giving the whole Thunder team nasty looks last night. Like, y'all kidding me? Y'all really on the court with us? Get out of here.
All right.
But Oklahoma City, if they really want to make this a series, they better go win game three in front of their home fans. Go get game three.
I'm glad nobody's made a big deal. I mean, really.
It,
on the Warriors?
I really don't think it should be. I mean, in the world of sports right now, you do have to really censor yourself or really think long and hard before you say something. But after a game, I mean, it is what he didn't say anything bad. I mean, who hasn't played pickup ball or something? Like, geez, man. Like, I mean, I've said it many a times, man. He faster than spider monkey, man. But I mean, it doesn't mean anything racial.
Well, I mean, like we may go play and we say that's white men, white boys,
white
baller problems, you know. But we go play and, you know, what we joke around, but I know, you know, in his country, you know, because he's from New Zealand, is a little bit, and I get it. So let's not make it a big deal. And I'm glad no one has. What's the three things the Thunder need to do to win the series?
Limit turnovers. Westbrook and Durant have to shoot great, and the others have to be big. Last night they got destroyed on the glass. I mean, it seemed like every possession Golden State was getting offensive rebound after offensive rebound. I don't have the totals in front of me, if I could pull it up real quick. But I know in the first half it was like at least six possessions where the Thunder were getting three shots per possession. And I'm like, I couldn't believe that.
They should not get out-rebounded in this series whatsoever. Never. I'll pull it up for you.
Let's see.
But, yeah, there's no way they should lose. On the boards, they should not lose.
They had 36 total rebounds, Oklahoma City did. 7 offensive rebounds. Let me find Golden State.
I mean, you really need – Oklahoma, they really need Durant and Westbrook to me make 30-plus points a game.
Golden State had 45.
45.
45 rebounds.
45. So Golden State out-rebounded you by 9 rebounds. Aren't y'all the bigger team? Y'all are out-rebounded by 9 rebounds. And they
36.
Had 15 offensive rebounds. 15 offensive rebounds to 6. There was the game right there. If Oklahoma City doesn't win the offense, the glass game, and they're the best team in the league with offensive rebounds, they've been that all year. If you lose that and you get outshot,
well,
no chance.
They had 15 turnovers. Golden State had 12, and that's about normal for two teams. But they had them in the third and fourth quarter. And if you haven't noticed, the team that – closes out the third quarter on a run usually wins this series. And just like San Antonio series, ever who has the third closes out the quarter the best usually wins these games. And right now Golden State, you know, has been doing it. I mean, they did it last night. So,
and they're plus minus. Russell Westbrook had the minus 27 while he was on the court. Kevin Durant was minus 17 while he was on the court. Deion Waiters, who he's just terrible, man. He takes some of the dumbest shots in the history of the NBA.
That's Deion Waiters.
Minus 22. 3-for-11.
Live by the sword, die by the sword, though. I mean, sometimes you're going to make those shots. Sometimes you're going to miss them.
Yep. And don't take the quick shots. You seem like they rush some shots. Don't need to do that. What's three things the Thunder need to do to win?
Westbrook needs 40-plus points a game. Durant needs 30-plus points a game. And it's like you guys said, they just need to start getting rebounds. Start getting defensive rebounds. Don't let Golden State get those second-chance opportunities to score points on you. I mean, it's bad enough that their shooting percentage is good enough as is. Giving them that second opportunity is just guaranteeing them a basket.
Absolutely. They shot 46 from threes last night. 46% from threes. That is way.
And they had 9 extra possessions because of the offensive rebounds.
Because of offensive rebounding. Thunder, you have to – Durant and Westbrook need to do what they do. Don't shoot bad. You can't go cold in this series because you don't have enough talent. You don't have enough shooters on the bench to pick you up for it. But the second thing to me, Steven Adams and his Cantor have to control the boards like you were talking about. And they need to score some points. I mean, Steven Adams needs to score about 15 a game.
And what
for
would
them
help
win this game?
And what would help them if they got Serge Ibaka off early?
Yeah,
his energy would carry through the game. When he doesn't get any shots or get any touches, you can see him not playing as hard. And I mean, that's like every big man that wants to score. You
right.
get a big man some scoring in the beginning of the game, early in the game, his energy seems to carry better. You see, that's what Cleveland does with Kevin Love. And Kevin Love in the fourth quarter, when he's not touching the ball, he's still playing hard on the defensive end.
But to me, Steven Adams is more important than Serge Ibaka, because his energy, to me, on defense and offense, he's the Bill Laimbeer of the Pistons, mm-hmm. to me, where, you know, he would get things going. And, you know, when he's on the defense end blocking shots and he's playing with Cantor, they are very dangerous, man. That's their best lineup, is when they got Cantor and him on the court together. So he needs to step up. And where is Randy Ford? That kid needs some jumpers, man. He needs to get – he can shoot. Since he's been there, I ain't seen it.
He didn't get no PT, man. It's hard to get a rhythm when you're not getting a lot of minutes. And what they need is Robertson and Waiters for somehow together get close to 20 points. If they can get close to 20 points between Robertson and Waiters at the two-guard position, that would help out so much, man.
Agreed. You got anything on the West?
No, I'm good.
You good? All right.
I think I said my piece.
I think we beat that one pretty well. We ain't going to spend a lot of time on this next series because it's not a series. Cavs beat the Raptors 115-84 in game one. Game two is tonight. Does the Raptors win a game in this series?
I think they probably win two games. I think they're going to come back tonight.
Come back and not lose by 30. They'll only lose by 20 tonight. Yeah, I think that'll happen.
Well, it just depends. What they do tonight is going to set the tone for the series. If they can get punched in the mouth and come back and give it to the Cavs, then you can't count them out.
Their biggest issue.
Say what?
Their biggest issue is they have no answer for LeBron James. They have nobody big enough to check LeBron James. And if Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan aren't getting to the free throw line and aren't scoring 30 each, they have no chance. No chance at all.
Come on.
And I like Toronto. I like what they're doing. And they're still a couple pieces away from being a really legit title contender. But they're just overmatched in this
series.
First
of all, without Jonas, yeah. Valanciunas.
And they're talking about maybe next Monday, game
which
four.
Which is game four, which you'll be your final game of the season. You know, you might as well rest them for next season. They need Bismack to play huge. I'm talking about 15 points, 20 rebounds a game, huge, for
he's
them to win.
God,
and he ain't doing that. Well, I mean, he's had some big rebounding games, but he'll score about 10 maybe off of dunks. But y'all ain't got a chance. Y'all ain't got a chance in hell. Like Vince McMahon said a long time ago, no chance whatsoever to win this series. You don't have a chance to win a game. Or maybe one game.
Maybe
Drake
game.
Might get you one
maybe
game.
Maybe game three.
Drake, the only way you're going to win games in Toronto is if Drake stands out and trips you on the way down the court. He better trip LeBron and Kyrie both on the way.
He could do a music video during the game and try to get LeBron and Kyrie and them to come join in the music video. Maybe it'll be 5-on-3 then. They'll have a chance to score.
I'm going to say this. The East is totally weak. Don't give me they won 48, 50, 60. Look at that. After the Cavs in the East, there is really nobody that is on the level of Golden State and San Antonio, Oklahoma City. No one in the East that's even close to that.
And the NBA has always been like that, man. There's a few really good teams. There's
but no
big
it's not
upsets.
Always been like that. That's reading Tracy McGrady and all of them say it's watered down. It's not always been like that. In the 90s, dude, we still had Jordan and those Knicks. Those Knicks teams were very good.
They were good, but
did
you ever think they
good.
Were going to beat the Bulls?
No, because no one's going to beat the Bulls.
Exactly.
But they were on that level, though.
In the early 2000s when the Lakers and the Spurs were dominating the league, did you think any one of the Eastern Conference teams had a chance in the finals when they played the Lakers or the Spurs?
76ers? No, I'm just kidding.
the Celtics when they got the big three when they were younger.
That was 08.
That was 08. Yeah, you're talking about, yeah, I know.
I'm talking about the early 2000s, yeah. From like 99 to 2005.
No, you're
it
right.
was all the
you're
Western
right.
Conference.
You're right. It was a little bit.
Before Shaq went to Miami.
You're right.
That's when the power started changing a little bit. But it took Shaq to have to leave the Lakers and go to Miami. Before that, it was Western Conference. You could write it. You could go ahead and jot down the champion, Lakers or Spurs. No question.
I mean, every season, the last six seasons, I guess, since LeBron's been the six straight finals, you know, we have said there's only about four or five teams that have a legitimate shot to win the NBA title. Four or five. Clippers won them this year. That blew up, thanks to Blake Griffin's right hook.
And OK City, they have all the talent in the world. They just can't get right, boss.
Well, we don't know. Hey, maybe this year, we'll see. I don't know yet.
I'm not putting my money in that basket.
I'm not falling in love with Oklahoma City yet to beat Golden State. But anyway, yeah. What are three things the Cavs need to do to win?
Just show up. That's the only thing they need. Just show up.
Okay.
Three things. Just show up.
Just show
up. And they're good.
You got any?
Well, just play like they've been playing. I mean, like I said, Toronto's not going to lose by 30 points again. They're going to make a comeback tonight.
Yeah, they'll lose by 10.
It's better than 30.
It is better than 30.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Three things that the Cavs need to do. Play your bench. Your bench could beat Toronto the way they're playing. I have no credit whatsoever for Toronto Raptors. I mean, Kyle Lowry has played better, but he still ain't shooting great. DeMar DeRozan's already booked his trip to L.A. after the season.
He would love to go play for the Lakers. Lakers are going to back the truck up for him.
As far as the Raptors, what do they need to do? Hope LeBron slips. That's the only way you win any games in this series, if LeBron sits down for games.
Or hopefully the Cavs will allow them to play two more players at the same time, so it'll be like 7-on-5. Then they'll really have a chance.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we spent enough time on the Raptors and the East Conference. I'm so glad the Heat and Raptors series is over with. I know it went seven games, but it was the ugliest seven games I've ever seen in my life.
But
it's just a shame because three games went overtime.
But around here in Charlotte, we are happy that the Heat got eliminated.
Yes, we are. some other NBA news real fast. Jeff Hornacek is new coach of the Knicks. I know somebody in this room that is very excited for that.
Congratulations. Yay.
Awesome move there, buddy.
It could have been worse. It could have been Phil Jackson coming out of retirement.
It could have been David Blatt.
I still think you made the wrong decision. I like Hornacek, but Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson should be the head coach of the Knicks.
Mark probably didn't want to go play for Phil.
I don't think he would have had the control he wanted like you were thinking.
That's what his big issue was in Golden State. He didn't have control like he wanted. Yeah. And plus, Steve Kerr and the GM are Ace Boone Coon, so there you go, Mark. Sorry.
Well, maybe with this up-tempo offense, we can maybe get Melo into shape.
Maybe win 35 games. Knicks win 35 games next 35, season?
35, 40 games.
Hey, that's playoff territory right there.
In 35 games. Maybe 42 got in at the eighth spot this year, right? 42
and 40. They were 500 at least
this
year.
That was a fluke this year. They're actually teams, actually winning. Normally 35 games gets you what? Sixth seed in the East?
Yeah, usually. All right, so you like the move, kind of.
It could have been a lot worse, I do.
All right. Mike D'Antonio is the front runner for the Rockets head coaching job. I can't wait for that.
Man, whoever goes to Houston is in a world of trouble, man.
That is a perfect fit. That is a match made in heaven.
Because get the ball to James Harden. Go, run. Shoot it every time.
Mike D'Antonio, who has no defensive skills whatsoever as a defensive coach, is going to – they might score 140 a game.
And they're going to allow 175. All
right, they will. Right. But, dude, that offense will be explosive.
Could you imagine when the Warriors play them next year?
Oh, dude.
They could eclipse the 200 mark.
They might. I think the Warriors will score 200.
Does Dwight Howard come back?
I don't think so.
No.
I really wish Ty Lawson went in the left in Indiana. I mean, because Ty Lawson running that offense for D'Antonio, oh, man, that would have been a match made.
They can go get Rondo. Rondo will happily pass the ball. You know he don't want to shoot.
That's true. Some other bad news. Two things. We're talking about the Sixers way too much. The 76ers will have StubHub ad on their jersey next season.
Well, I mean, it's smart to have a ticket company as their sponsor because who wants to go watch the 76ers? So it's a great way to plug selling 76ers tickets.
Is StubHub based out of Philadelphia?
I didn't think so. I thought it was like a New York
company.
I was
like, StubHub, of all the teams you could try to go be a sponsor for, Philadelphia? I mean, they must not be. But it said
StubHub's all about saving money. So maybe what it is.
They're Carson, California.
They're giving the Sixers $5 million or something like that.
But just wait until other teams start getting actually sponsors on their teams. You think the Cavaliers sponsor is going to get $5 million? I'll be more than that.
Well.
Where does that money go for the sponsorship?
It goes. Actually, no. It's New York. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It goes.
StubHub?
They split it between the league and the players. I think it's right now their CBA is 50-50 splits of all like revenues. The owners don't like it because the players are making so much, but the owners are billionaires. I mean, what are y'all complaining about?
I was gonna say players don't need to be making any more money. So does that add,
especially LeBron?
Does that add to, the thing is though, does that actually add to like the player's salary? Like does it give them more cap space or?
I don't know all the details of how that works.
You mean from the ad jerseys?
Yeah.
It'll probably go to the NBA. I mean, I haven't seen the details. I don't know how it works. I know they have
a CBA coming up, and so they'll have to figure out how to divvy up those funds.
I'm just wondering how it's going to work in hockey in the next few years when they get it.
Oh, yes.
Well, at least they'll actually deserve the paycheck.
Whose jersey does Nike? Well, Nike's not even on. Nike can't even be on jersey because no, Adidas makes their jerseys.
Yeah.
Dang.
Nike, Under Armour, and.
I was going to say, who does Nike put their sponsorship on? But
they spend enough money on shoes as is.
I don't think they'll do that.
LFL, Lingerie, Football League. Yeah, put it on that.
Team Nike.
BSS Carolinas, who is that gone?
Which we could use a sponsor. Nike, give us a call.
I love Nike.
Sorry, Nike. I'm wearing NXT. I don't know who makes them.
NXT, baby. We got some Nike stuff. See? There. Look. We got the swoosh. Just do it.
There's a Nike.
Just give BSS Carolinas a sponsorship. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
You know what? We're probably going to get sued by Nike for devaluing their company. Sorry about that, guys.
You can sue us all you want to. You won't get a dime from us because we ain't got it to give.
You can take out my paycheck. Oh, sorry.
We got a lot more stuff to talk about on next show, tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about some patrolling our social media stuff of the week, dummies of the week, and we're going to break down the top five picks for the NBA draft. Since the draft lottery, that means more Philadelphia Sixers talk on this show. Can't wait. All right, you're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Side piece.
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance?
give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.